My name is Charles Benoit. I've been a longtime friend of Tom and Bev Westheimer. We lived in the same small town in New England once upon a time. Tom had preceded me to Thailand, and I followed him, and now he's back. And this is my wife, Jim.
Khun Jim.
Jim.
Khun Jim.
You've been here before.
This would be my third visit.
Anything gleaned from previous visits? Any questions arising?
I guess I was. I have read some about the life of Buddha and the teachings of Buddha. Nothing very sophisticated. And so what I was trying to do was to link up what I thought I had learned. I picked out the things that had the most appeal for me with the discussion. And there was a big gap, which I equated with not understanding all of the words that I may understand the concept, but I don't know that label for it. So I'm not sure that I learned a lot. I was very impressed by the teaching and by some of the questions. I have not been a regular. Tom invites me, and I come.
We talk a lot about the present moment.
Actually, I would like to ask a question that's very similar to this. And
it's from the book.
It's Abhidhamma Mind Daily Life. Yes, it's in a book. And it's a citta and cetasika. So citta experiences, it's a leader of knowing the object. And there are mental factors, cetasikas, that helps the mind. And first of all, the first cetasika it's talk about is perception. And I would like to quote. Perception in Pali Sanya is a cetasika which arises with every citta. In the Visuddhimagga we read about Sanya that it has the characteristic of perceiving. Its function is to make a sign as a condition for perceiving again that this is the same as a carpenters do in the case of timber. Citta only experiences an object. It does not mark its object. It is sanya, perception, which marks the object which is experienced so that it can be recognized later on. Whenever we remember things, it is sanya and not self which remembers. It is sanya which, for example, remembers that this color is red, that this is a house, or that this is the sound of a bird. So this is about the sanya.
It's now, this moment, like Ajahn Mills emphasize all the time, at sanya is this moment, because we think we see a person or a thing, and then we realize it is because of sanya that we recognize things or know that it is this house or that person. But in fact, what is seen is only a visible object through eyes. And what is seen is a Dhamma. We call a Dhamma is a reality that appears now. In this sense, we can use the word Dhamma. Everything that is real. Like visible object is real. But the table is not real in the ultimate sense. Or a person is not real. In fact, there is no person. But maybe it's hard to swallow when you just come for a few times.
And what was your question?
Yeah, because we think we remember or we perceive, but actually it is a sanya that arises in with every citta. So I mean, that sanya only remembers one at a time, at the object, its object, whatever it is.
Each moment when citta arises, but maybe we have to explain what we mean by citta.
Please don't make a special explanation for me. In fact, I don't know. I probably know the Chinese word, but I don't know the Thai word that you...
A mental...
But it's okay.
A mental reality which knows an object. We can call citta or consciousness in English. But the English translation is misleading because it seems that it stays and that is all the time there. But that is not so, because each citta falls away immediately, like seeing now falls away immediately. And then there is another moment of thinking, of hearing, many different cittas, one at a time. But each citta is accompanied by different cittas, several cetasikas, like remembrance. Or what he says, I was reading, it marks an object, and that you, the fact that you recognize a person or a thing is due to sanya or remembrance. It has conditions. Otherwise you wouldn't recognize anything. Or you could not even talk or use a language.
I think that we are now in the sea of concepts and word. And I think that we use many words in a day in one's life, but do we really understand what that word represents? So I think that just one word, and if we can understand the reality which that word represents, is better to know what we are talking about. For me, I think that just one word at a time is enough to really understand. What does one word mean or represent? Is there any word that you'd like to know? Just one word? Any word?
Too many, I suspect.
Oh, okay. One first, and then later the other.
Well, I heard Tanya, I heard Sanya.
Sanya, yeah.
Again, to me, I'm very comfortable with a large amount of vocabulary.
Yeah.
That leads to knowledge, that helps you understand. The understanding is still, can be far away, correct understanding, but at least if one has the vocabulary, one can make better progress.
Yes, but if one does not understand just one word, we cannot understand the other word too.
Correct.
So
but
just one word.
Is limiting.
Okay.
But it's a start.
Yeah. One word?
In my mind.
Which one?
Oh.
No, just one word. Yeah.
There are so many.
One, please. Any word.
You heard cheetah.
I did hear cheetah, and I want to say cheetah, but I'm wondering...
See?
That
just
would be a fine
any
word.
I'm just
okay
any
with
word.
Cheetah,
okay
he likes.
Cheetah. Is it cheetah or cheetah?
Cheetah we pronounce. The C is the first letter.
Cheetahs.
C can be a J sound. Anyway, it doesn't matter how it's pronounced. Really. It's what it means.
Like a J sound.
Like a J, okay. We're fooled by the C.
Is citta Thai word, or is Pali, or what language is it? Citta.
I don't know precisely. I'm sure that, I'm not sure. I'm making a quick guess that it would be a Bali word.
Yes, Bali or Makati. Yeah. And it represents a reality now, which can experience whatever appears now. For example, visible object, hardness, if there is no experiencing of its characteristic, it cannot appear. For example, sound is real, is a reality. It just can be heard. But without hearing, no one knows that sound exists. And it appears only to hearing. No matter we think a lot about sound, it cannot be heard at all. So even just one word like the experiencing or citta or the object which is experienced just one at a time can condition the meaning of it like that which now experiences seeing, is it? That one which sees, experiences the object which is seen, and hearing is another experience. It hears. So even the word experiencing or citta or sanya or any word could be understood little by little until it comes to more and more understanding of it now, because they're seeing now. And if we don't use any word at all, it's the seeing. If we don't call it, if we don't use the word seeing, can they be seeing right now? Can they be seeing right now? Yes or no? If you don't use the word seeing.
You don't need the word.
Mm-hmm. I assume the answer is no.
If we don't call it seeing.
If we don't call it seeing.
It's the seeing. There is seeing. You don't have to call it anything.
It is.
It is. So we learn to understand what's meant by the reality which experiences an object. And we call it seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. In other words, it's a characteristic in Pali, citta, in that language. But even we don't know the Pali word at all, but they're seeing, depending on what you call it, to represent that particular reality. So this is just one word, citta, the experiencing. Can the world appear without citta? Can the world appear without citta? Without that which experiences it.
I mean, I think that a word can exist without an experience, but if you want to understand
the world,
can appear.
Without,
I think that a world can.
The whole wide world
can appear without experience. It is there.
Appear
regardless, not
who knows. Yes, when it does not appear.
I'm relieved.
So, Ajahn was explaining just now about citta and about seeing and hearing, and we hear this every day, and it is new to us every day, and we need to listen and like to listen and need the reminders. Because it is not just a matter of thinking and theory, but we have to learn to experience it with awareness, little by little. That's why when you ask a question, it's very useful for all of us.
In your book, I think, in Surya Paramatta Dhamma, when you talk about the concepts and then you explained that I think that there are a few kinds of words that refers to this and refers to that. You said something, as I remember, that there are some words refers to concept itself, they point up concept, but some words, a particular group, refers to, they point out to realities. Can you say the difference about that?
Can we say that what is not a reality, it is concept?
But there are some kind of words that, the group of words, isn't it? That some refers to concept and some refers to realities, isn't it?
Yes, but we have to understand the difference between concept and reality. There are realities, different realities. And that which is not reality is concept.
When it's a concept, when it's something thought about, we can think about anything. So it can be thinking about a reality such as seeing or hearing, or it can be thinking about an angel or a phantom or a holiday, so it can be thinking about the reality or thinking about a concept. Thinking about a concept of a reality or thinking about a concept of a concept.
In order to understand reality and concept, at this moment of seeing what is seen in order to understand reality and concept. At this moment of seeing what is seen. What is seen? A reality, a concept, or what? Which can be seen? Can anyone see concept? So what is seen? Do we have to call it anything? Or even we don't call it, it's that which can be seen. It cannot be heard, but it can be seen right now. But it needs word to represent that reality for anyone to understand what we mean. Another word, see, citta, reality, concept, word by word. Is thinking real? Thinking. Reality or concept?
Reality.
Reality.
Ajahn, can there be thinking of a concept while there is an awareness of satipatthana associated, accompanied by the thinking? I mean, the moment of satipatthana, is there thinking of a concept?
Without thinking, can there be concepts?
No.
What arises and what falls away?
Realities.
Thinking. So thinking is object of satipatthana. To know that it's only that which does not see, but just things.
But itself, the concept cannot be object of satipatthana, isn't it?
Does it arise?
No, it's just nimitta or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe thought about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You may be familiar with the word panyati in Pali, since you know Pali. Since you know Pali.
Oh, I don't claim to know Pali, but.
Panyati in Pali.
Panyati.
Or in Thai, Banyat. You know Thai.
Banyat. Pablum or.
Oh, you're thinking Banha.
Not the same word. It's not a language that I have ever have a conversation in, so some things stick and some things don't. The database knows. Never forgets.
Can sound experience anything? Can sound experience anything?
Can sound experience? I shouldn't think so, but I'm prepared to be.
That's right.
For the sake of discussion.
So we can see that there are two different kinds of realities. One cannot experience anything at all, and the other one can experience. Whenever it arises, it has to experience. What you take for I or thing or anything must be one of the two. That which cannot experience and that which can experience. Another word again, word by word. What conditioned thinking?
Seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling.
And thinking yourself.
Sanyana. Yeah. Memory.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the five sense consciousness as well, in that there's
just arise and falls away,
yeah.
And Sanya marks and remembers.
Okay,
so I can't think about that.
With no Sanya marking, remembering, nothing to think about. Right.
Yes, sometimes there is around the classification of four namakandas that condition each other. So the sanya is one of them, so it seems to be very important in conditioning. For example, the way of sahajata pachaya, they condition each other.
And also vedana.
Vedana and sankara and vijnana. Four.
I have a question on sanya. So sanya can remember concepts such as house and people and things, and sanya can also mark the characteristics of the objects which appear, for example, the visible object at the moment of experiencing.
Sanya arises with each citta.
Yeah. But these are two different ways of remembering, right?
No matter citta experience what, sanya marks it. Sanya also is Thai word too, comes from Pali word, but they have different meaning. Mm. The Thai things like promise.
Contract.
Oh, yeah.
Is a contract?
Something that reminds you not to forget.
Okay.
A deal.
I heard that on my telephone this morning, a message from the office. Sure.
Did it say about sanya?
Maimi sanya.
Oh, that is different. That is sanyana.
Okay,
with
maimi
N.
Sanya.
Maimi sanya.
Okay, maimi sanya.
Okay.
And Lucas, if satipatthana, the object of satipatthana could be concepts, then it would be the same as pariyatti, right? So pariyatti cannot be satipatthana.
Yeah, but... because it's, the four satipatthanas, this chattari satipatthana, it's actually a good reminder because it's just four. It's kaya, and vedana, and citta, and dhamma. And there is no concept in satipatthana, isn't it, Ajahn? Concept cannot be understood by satipatthana.
Because it's the direct understanding of realities.
Yeah, I have also a question here, because this kaya, I was also wondering why the Buddha never told rupa, vedana, citta and dhamma. He used a word kaya, a body.
There are namakaya and rupakaya. The rupakaya cannot be citta cetasika, but citta and cetasika together are namakaya. So when we heard the word namakaya, not rupa at all, only citta cetasika.
In the meaning of satipatthana ajahn, the section on kaya upasana, does it refer to all kinds of 28 rupas? The kaya upasana.
Where?
In satipatthana.
Body. Only.
Only body.
Yes.
So
whatever appears at the body, because we take body, rupa, as me or mine.
Mm-hmm. So, does to all 28 rupas are body?
Whatever appears that can be known.
Okay.
Anything that you take from my body.
But this refers mostly to or only to rupas, isn't it? To materiality, not mentality, isn't it?
When we talk about rupa kaya, not nama kaya, but kaya can be either nama or rupa.
Mm. And in the context of satipatthana, it's only rupa kaya.
Kaya anupasana satipatthana.
Kaya anupasana satipatthana.
So it's rupas taken for the body, but other rupas are included in dhamma anupasana.
All rupas.
Like five khandhas, for example. But all the first, rupas. But in the first section, just the rupas in particular, it's because it's one's body that one finds so important.
And if we don't call it kaya anupasana satipatthana, can it be known?
Yes.
actually in that kind of, in this kind of Satipatthana, the Buddha talks a lot about concepts of walking and everything, and that's, I was always doubt why he doesn't point out just strictly the rupa.
Because usually one takes the body for oneself, one body, my body, one's own body.
Because Ajahn Mee, we know about the rupas that are asabhava rupas, without characteristic.
Asabhava
rupas, like vachi vinyati and kaya vinyati, and this lahuta, this asabhava rupa. And the Buddha speaks in the kaya nupasana about monks knows when he walks and everything. Can also this asabhava rupas, for example, while walking, be known? Does Buddha also refers to the subtle rupas?
If it cannot be known, it's useless to talk about. But you see that since it's the, what you call it, the lahuta rupa and so on of the mahabhuta rupa, so the mahabhuta rupa must be known before that. And then one can see the difference between mahabhuta rupa, which doesn't have such quality with it, and that which has such three quality, vikara rupa, with it, that they are different.
So the monk knows that when he's walking, he doesn't think about concept.
Whose monk?
A monk, it's the one who develops Satipatthana.
Can anyone be monk?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was actually said in Visuddhimagga that the bhikkhu is the one who sees the danger of the samsara.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone
right.
who sees,
mm-hmm.
but usually people who see danger in samsara, they really just take the robes on themselves.
Just talk so. About the chief of the company of Buddhists. And now another word, body.
Recognize that one.
And kaya nupasana.
No, no. Where can you find body? Oh, when body appears.
I don't want to say I don't know.
I think that everyone thinks that she or he has body, right?
Sure.
But what is the meaning of it or the understanding of it? Can the hardness on or at the head be body, legs? They are only different rupas. Some moment heart disappears and some moment heat appears. But without understanding, whatever here is taken as my body. And that's not right understanding, because hardness does not belong to anyone at all. It just arises by conditions, and it falls away instantly, all the time. That's why we don't feel any reality right now. Only when it appears, then Panya can see that the whole body that people think that they have are only just that, when they appear as hardness or softness. Because each moment, realities arise and fall away, unknowingly. That's why we ask whether one has teeth, stomach, blood, or just think about it. But actually, it doesn't appear at all. What appears as blood?
Blood. It's must be visible object.
At moment of?
Of seeing.
And at
blood.
Moment of touching.
And water.
Water means?
Then this apodatu.
Apodatu cannot be object of
touching.
Kaya.
Oh, mind.
Consciousness.
Later.
Is apodatu fluidity?
Yes,
or
yes.
Yeah. Cohesion.
Okay.
It doesn't have a characteristic
I'm not
that appears with the sensor. When touching only.
Yeah.
Hardness, softness, heat, cold, all that appears.